Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All right, Sam, here we go.
Well, I saw a crowd of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
A little canned heat bringing us back, well, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the video. We put up every week, sometimes more than one. And new poll question every week, so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jack Ulrich, the author of the new book, which is just coming out next month. It's not even released yet. You're getting a peek into this book, folks. You're getting an advanced look at it, for which we're very grateful, Jack. Thank you for letting us do this. Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow. And you've got a whole laundry list of major categories, from manufacturing to retail to healthcare to law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. Robotics is in there, which I'm not surprised you wanted to talk about that. One of your segments, though, is how you the way you look at education for the future. Talk to us about that.
That's the first trend that I look at for two different reasons. One, I think that there's a bubble in higher education, you know, college tuition that keeps going up, that there are now new disruptive forces that are going to pop that bubble. I'm not sure if you saw, just last month, Harvard and MIT came out and announced that they're putting all of their courses online for free, and that's fine and well, but the really big change is they said, we're now going to offer certification that if a student takes their classes online for free and pass the test, then they get certified. In the not-too-distant future, and here's why it's important for employers. For years, employers have essentially used the college degree, the diploma, as a litmus test for a basic standard of knowledge.
Right.
In the not-too-distant future, it doesn't matter if you spent $50,000 a year going to Harvard or Stanford. If you can demonstrate your knowledge and you learn that online for free, smart employers are going to hire the smartest person, not where they went to school. And so I'm encouraging all employers to start thinking through this idea of how can you set up in the interview process some sort of test that demonstrates a person's knowledge instead of just relying on a degree as sort of the first step to get them into, you know, the interview process or to the hiring process.
Well, I agree with you about the bubble, and I've been talking about this for a long time. I've been concerned about the way colleges continue to build physical plant, dormitories, et cetera, as if 50 years from now they're still going to have a bunch of people showing up to, you know, to for the college experience. I don't think that's going to be the case. What do you think?
I think that's right, and I think the only reason people do it is the college presidents and the administrators. That's how they determine their success. Oh, look, we built a new physics department or a new facility here, and it has very little impact on the education of the students. Here's something else I just saw yesterday, that over the past two decades, the number of college students has increased 6%, but the number of administrators has increased close to 60%.
Wow.
Those are individuals who have nothing to do teaching the students.
What about the did you look into how many hours professors are teaching? I bet that number has dropped too.
I have seen figures on that. That wasn't in this article, but I mean that's another scandal. How few hours of the professors themselves.
So do you see this bubble? You know, if there's a bubble, all bubbles burst eventually. Do you see this bursting?
That's right.
And you know one of the things that's going to contribute to the bursting of this is the first thing that's going to burst before the education bubble bursts is the student loan debt is bursting right now, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And I think that's what's really driving a lot of students and their parents to question the value of a traditional education.
Right.
To say, look, my son or daughter is coming out with sometimes up to $100,000 in debt and no job.
Maybe more. Yeah, they owe a house.
Yeah, maybe
more. What I say is they owe a house when they graduate.
Yeah, that's right. And so I think the self-motivated learner is going to start saying in the not-too-distant future, you know what? Sure, I could go the traditional route, but you know what? I can also educate myself for next to nothing for free through all of these online courses.
What do you think about finding young people who have the aptitude, who pass certain you know, tests that demonstrate they have the aptitude, and you help them get that education? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a...
Grow your employees.
Well, that's right. So it is interesting. One of the other trends is that more and more employees or employers are, in fact, going to that sort of standard where they're trying to set up the test to sort of bring in knowledgeable people and then figure out or say that they have the basic knowledge, and then whatever they don't have, then they will then educate.
Well, we've had a number of employees who've come to us with college degrees, but they still wanted to have more education, and we've told them if they can make some kind of connection between that course and our work, then we'd pay for it. We pay for at least split it with them, depending on, you know, what the course is. And I think that's something we're going to see more and more of. What do you think?
That is a growing trend.
Yeah. Jack Oldrich is our guest. The book is called Foresight 2020. It's going to be launched August 1st. This is a pre-launch of the book. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more of this kind of futurist thinking, the way Jack thinks and the way you and I need to be paying attention after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.